connection. I think some people's energy is just different. Some people's energy.
Some are just built different.
Some people is built different. Right. And I think most people, me included, and I'm looking at you guys because I'm thinking you guys for sure.
No, we're good. We're good.
But me included could not handle the dominance of energy that DMX possessed in his life.
That was some energy.
This man's aggression. This man's passion. It's a smoker, daddy. I don't think many people can stand face to face with an energy that vibrant, that vivacious.
Vivacious. I like that word.
Yeah.
I don't know if many people can handle it because it's a strong energy. And I had a deep discussion today with a dear friend. And we were talking a lot about energy, about vibration, you know, frequencies. I have to imagine DMX had some of the most intoxicating energy that a person could possess.
True. He fucking got that crowd fucking going.
You saw the video of him when he was wearing the red overalls.
And he's like in front of half the goddamn fucking world, dude. It's just endless fucking people. That's insane. Where even was that?
It's fucking crazy.
What was that?
What? I don't know.
You know, rest in peace to the God.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Crawl family. We're back for you.
What's up?
Well, guess what? We're getting a little bit of magic just Sprinkled on. All amongst this video because the Crawl family grew. Over this weekend, the Crawl family grew.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. I want to welcome. You guys want to welcome?
Yeah.
I want to welcome.
Our brand new editor. And I don't know how far we're going to take it from here, but just know we got a brand new editor. And we are super excited.
Super psyched.
We are super pumped up. We're very, very grateful and thankful to have him as a part of the Crawl family, as a part of the team that helps bring this thing to the next level.
Yeah.
We don't need a cause for celebration.
No.
No.
It's a trick to imagine that we need a reason to celebrate.
Celebrate for fucking any reason you
can
want.
Celebrate. No.
It's okay to feel okay.
Celebrate.
Simply because
it's okay to feel okay while we still can.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
So let's celebrate.
Because it's while it's we Saturday. Still can.
You know, because it's beautiful this life. The weather's getting nice. I know y'all feel it.
Super fucking nice today.
Wicked nice.
Oh,
dude.
My God.
But dude, the amount of times I heard, can you believe how nice it is today?
What about the small talk?
What?
What about the small talk?
Dude, well, why do people need to say, like, they're surprised that it's nice out in spring? Like, can you believe how nice it is today?
It's small like, talk. What? It's like it gives
Well, I don't understand small talk, dude.
Me neither.
Shit at it.
Me neither.
I think it's just because it's, like, suddenly way fucking hotter than it's been.
I like big talk.
Big talk.
We all, and small talk gets all the glory.
Hey, what's up? You want to hear all my problems?
I'm into that.
That's some big talk.
I'm into that. I love that shit. I feel like that allows us to connect.
Feed me your pain. No, I'm just kidding.
I just feel like it allows us to connect. You know, it's like we can kind of commiserate in trauma. And it's kind of sicko shit. You know, it might be strange-o behavior. Strange-o. I don't know.
Strange-o.
It could be strange-o to banjo behavior. I don't know. But I do know that it allows me to feel closer to you. If I know what's going on, you know, it's like the, I see
actually
the humanity.
Getting to know somebody rather than
exactly,
like.
Exactly, bro. I hate small talk, as a matter
of fact.
I never
engage in small talk, ever.
Absolute horseshit. I feel like 90% of our podcast is small talk.
I don't feel that way.
I don't feel like it's small talk.
What about small putts?
Small putts.
What about them?
What about them?
Like, we could start a podcast and we could call it, like, Small Putts Podcast.
Small Putts Podcast. We could.
I think we could do that.
We could.
And we could, like, really do some things. Like, Small Putts Podcast, it could be absolute horseshit.
That will be, like, a Patreon exclusive only podcast.
Small Putts Podcast. Where we, from a perspective of not knowing really anything or how to help at all, we try to help. You know, we try to help.
Give bad help, bad advice.
Exactly. Like, suicidal? Trust me, I could one-up you on that. That'll be the tagline. Small Putts Podcast. Trust me, I could one-up you on that.
Trust me, I could one-up you on that, yeah.
You know? I think, you know, a plethora of things. I think often and frequent, you know? I think long and hard and short and soft. I think many times about many things. You know, allegories.
Allegory?
Mainly, yeah.
What even is an allegory?
You're asking the right questions now. You're speaking my language.
What is an allegory? I'm like genuine.
Is that a direct question to me?
It's yeah, because I don't know what it is.
I also don't know.
Oh.
it's like a comparison. Or isn't it?
Damn, dude.
Can someone fucking Google this?
The Human Dictionary? You let me down in a tremendous fashion today. Jesus Christ.
I don't got one for you.
You're too focused on how you look because you want to look so goddamn clean.
Brimless.
Can we take a second? Just appreciate how fucking well-dressed this man is.
Got the drip, dude.
He got every bit of that fucking drip.
The drip.
I feel drip. So bummy and scrummy up facts. Here next to him, bruh. He got the brimless hat with the
dude,
pony through the back.
Look at me. I'm in workout clothes, dude.
Bro, I'm in the same shit.
Oh, you're right. I thought you changed.
No, you dude.
Fucking acting like we fucking worked out today.
Sorry, people. I know you deserve better.
Oh, as
I
if.
Know it. I know it. You know,
we played catch.
We played catch and worked up a meeting
like,
sweat,
like
son.
An hour.
An hour, Alex. It wasn't that long. I'm sorry to tell you, dude.
Maybe. Yeah,
it
maybe
was
maybe
much
closer
less.
To a half.
It was
it
much
showed me
less.
How fucking out of shape.
How long has it been since you've worked out?
Christmas.
Yeah. Do you remember like, that for sure?
Yeah, yeah. It was like 3 days before Christmas.
Hmm.
What about
was
you?
Was I there?
No. No.
How long was it? Do you remember when the
I
last
don't,
time?
I don't fucking remember when the last time you worked out.
When's the last time you worked out, Sean?
I don't know.
It's a shame you couldn't say
like
this morning.
A month after you stopped.
So probably November?
Maybe, yeah.
December, January, February, March, April.
Five months.
At least it's not six, you know, and I worked out today, so it's never going to get to six. But I've gained a ridiculous amount of weight, dude. I will say one thing. Can I be real with you guys for a sec?
Yeah, sure.
Usually, seasonal depression in the winter, usually I lose my mind. This year, I lost my mind way before the winter.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it was because of fucking COVID and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
the seasonal depression just carried over from last year, basically. It was just like a carryover.
It was an annual depression this year.
Yeah.
You know?
It wasn't seasonal.
But I didn't struggle with it the way that I typically do. And I think it does have a lot to do with COVID. I still gained all my winter weight. I'm like a bear. I like hibernate. And
gained
I just
shit ton. Yeah.
Throughout the
just
winter,
pack
I
it
just
on. You don't
pack
care.
It on, dude.
Yeah. Sleeping caves.
Sleeping caves and shit in woods, dude. Yeah. You know?
Sleeping in caves.
If I'm going to be any bear, I want to be the Charmin Ultra, the young bear.
The young Charmin Ultra bear? Yeah. Why the young one?
I just think he has
a whole life ahead
fun.
Of Adam, yeah. too, yeah. still.
He's like wiping his ass in the living room.
I just feel like he has the most fun. That's
you
the
can
one
relate
I would
to
want.
Him.
Or Little Bear. You guys remember Little Bear?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that was shit. my motherfucking. Or Bear in the Big Blue House. Bear I know you're a hater.
Yeah.
I can't understand it, dude. You didn't like the moon? What part? Because it hurts.
I don't know. It was on Disney Channel?
I think it was Freaky.
Was it on Disney Channel?
The visuals
were a little
odd.
If it was on Disney, then I was like, fuck that. I don't know why I completely
so you didn't like
opposed,
Disney at all.
I completely like.
Why are you such
everything.
A rebellious like spirit? Know.
I watched like Nickelodeon,
oh,
Cartoon Network.
Sucks.
It's like fuck Disney,
fuck Disney. I used to love Disney
because everybody told me to watch Disney.
Go watch Disney.
I was an edgy little kid. I was like,
now you're just like an edgy man. I feel like being edgy past 19 is far less
I'm not
acceptable.
Edgy. What do you mean edgy?
It's far less acceptable.
Why,
like if you got if you're edgy at 27, it's an attitude problem. You know? It's not being edgy no more.
You got to work on something if you're so edgy at 27.
I'm not edgy,
it's
dude.
It's like really you got some shit to iron out.
I just like to not go along with the crowd.
Aren't you the coolest? Dude, you are the crowd. In my eyes,
it's like a salmon.
I'm the crowd.
Alex, it's wild how much
he prefers to swim upstream.
It's wild how much your spirit, and I mean this as your friend and as somebody who really does love you.
Is different than what I actually do? Is that what you're
saying? Yes, bro. Like, yo, when we're, and Crawl Family, when we're like in line or something, or we're in a drive-thru,
yeah.
And I like say anything that's like not like, hey, please, medium, ice, French, or whatever. You know what I mean? If I say anything,
you're gonna get bashed.
So embarrassed.
I freeze the fuck up, dude. That's,
so where's the edge?
It's the anxiety. It's the, I don't like people looking at me, which is fucking weird.
But how, it's not weird, but how could you be edgy and like riddled with social anxiety? How could you like, in practice, be so I just don't like
being told what to like. That's basically the thing. So, like, if I like something that's, like, mainstream, I want to come about it my own way. I don't. I mean, I don't want to be like, oh, this is what everybody's doing, so I'm going to just, like,
start doing that.
And then, like,
I thought you were just hating on it because people liked it.
No. No, like, I just don't like being told what to do or what to like how to
I respect that. I respect that.
Basically.
I wonder if you can be edgy and have, like...
It's a rare combo to real... be bashful and like, rebellious against.
Dude, it seems like it would be
hard to be uncommon.
Both.
Yeah. Complicated. It's complicated.
So, you know, I have some anxiety issues, too, but mine is more... like, in public, I'm not as concerned. Of course, like, I get, you know, flush and I feel uncomfortable. But really, it's, like, anxiety of... people that I care about, like, letting them down or, like, feeling, like, guilty that I could have done more or maybe if what I said was too far. Like, that is where my anxiety shines. It's not so much. I could give a shit less about strangers. But, like, I get super. If I send you guys a text and I, like, forget, you know, punctuation mark.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of could be interpreted some way or the other. I freak the fuck out.
Like, get the fuck over here.
He did it on the way up. He was on the highway saying voice to text, right? Because you don't want to look at your phone. And you're like, sorry if that text was fucked up.
I send that text. If you've ever received a text from me, and I'm sure both of you independently and on the group chat have, that's like a manifestation of my insecurity and of my like anxiety. Because I really just, I guess, ultimately want to please people.
Yeah.
True. But I'm overwhelming, you know, I'm overbearing, I feel like. And maybe that's projection. I feel like that. I feel like I'm a smothering personality type. And, like, that's why I try to respect boundaries by, like, putting intentional distance between myself and the people I care about. And the people I know care about me. Because I know I can be a lot to deal with.
What do you mean? Just, like...
I'm just needy as hell. You know, I have abandonment issues and I'm fucking wicked needy.
So you, like, withhold... So say if you like wanted to hit me up one day,
all the time
you'd just
this.
Be like,
all the time.
All right, I want to text him.
At least 5 times a week I do that to you in specific and to you.
Well, dude, you got to hit me up because I'm the type of person like I don't hit nobody up. What I like to do is be alone. So if nobody hits me up, then I will just be gladly just alone in my room or driving around, like
you know, which is fine.
Yeah. So like,
I think what we got
I'm
now
also
is a
always
good
down to chill. So like. Just hit me up.
I hate being alone. I hate it's like if I'm alone with my own thoughts for
like
too long.
That's my base.
If I'm alone with my thoughts for too long, they eat me up. And that's why you guys know this about me. This is crazy because this is definitely a conversation very much influenced by the conversation I had earlier because it's pretty much the same exact thing. But I love talking about it.
Yeah.
You know,
and we weren't there. So I have no idea what the fuck you're going to
do. This is
saying.
Pretty much what me and, my buddy that we were talking about, she recorded a couple songs today and did incredible.
Dude, they sound fucking great.
Is unbelievable.
I wish and we could shout them out, but here. Like, I don't know.
Well, I think once the songs come out, we'll do that.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure. Cool. You know?
But they're so fucking good.
It's real incredible. Catchy shit.
It's incredible.
It sounds super fucking professional, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's a beast, dude. She is the future. You know, without a doubt in my mind, that girl is here for a reason. You know? But... I forget what we were talking about. You remember?
We were talking
how I'm overbearing and just obnoxious,
and
as a
I like
overall.
To be alone.
Yeah, there's a boundary thing there. You know, it's like, I know that about you. I know you like to be alone. That's what it was. If I'm alone for too long, I start to go crazy. You know, it eats away at me. You guys know this about me. Like, I cannot stop.
Yeah.
From the minute my eyes open to the minute I lay down to go to sleep, I'm constantly doing something.
Yeah.
I can't shut down, you know? And it's like, exhausting as hell.
It's like you never rest. It's just like losing steam. Go.
You've known me for a long time, and you've lived with me for a couple of years at our first apartment.
Yeah.
Me, you, and my cousin.
If you're not like go, the one time you slow down, it's just...
All of it rushes in.
Losing steam.
But yo, what am I running from? You know, like this is.
I think
not-
you're just trying. I think you're not running from anything. I think you're running to something. I think you're trying to build a life that you fucking want to.
Can I be real with you?
Live. Yeah.
I say that that's why. I say that that's why.
You don't feel it?
No, it's trauma. You know, it's shit that I'm not okay with. Like, every time that I'm doing nothing, I think about the worst shit that's happened to me throughout my life. And it, like, eats me alive. And I'm trying to deal with it. And, like, I'm trying to heal.
Yeah.
But it's unavoidable. It's, like, it's out of my control that every single time that it's stillness and, like, content. That's why when we do the floats, those are huge for me. Because I actually allow myself to, like, be in a meditative frame of mind. And I can process.
Forget about all that shit.
Not even. I can process it.
Oh, that's even better. That's like, forgetting about it.
Dedicate all facets to just
all, you're right.
All of me.
Right?
All of me. And that's why, you know, it gets trippy, too.
We should meditate more, dude.
I really, really should, dude. I really want to, you know? Mm. And I will, you know, because I want to. So why can't I?
Yeah.
You know? But there's some shit. And we all got shit like that.
Yeah.
We all got shit that, like, brings us shame and we feel guilty about. Or, you know, maybe it wasn't something that might have been my fault, but it's something that sticks.
And it's a burden that you're forced to carry.
Yeah.
Basically.
You know, and it's just figuring that out. And as I become a wiser, you know, a man with more days, you know, behind me than in front of me, I think hopefully, and I really hope that I'll be able to get to a point where, like, I figured this shit out and I put it to rest and I'm able to, like, enjoy it, life truthfully.
You got to grow from those kind of shame moments, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I'm growing. I feel like really the three of us, the energy when I'm around you guys, it feels so progressive.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like yeah, when I'm around you guys, I feel like the whole world isn't like front of me and like we got the fucking we could do whatever the fuck we want. That is definitely a for sure vibe that I get when
it's like switching into a different lane.
Yeah. And like during the week, I do like lose that. Like, coming up to the weekend, I'll start feeling that. Like, it's and then like, it just dissipates.
I think. Do you want to get all right? So I feel two ways about that. I feel like it's good, and it really makes me feel honored that you feel like that, and that I could like participate and be a part of that.
Yeah.
It feels awesome. But is that something that you wish that you could obtain throughout the entirety of the week, and like you could feel like that every day? Or do you like that kind of like mental rest?
I mean, I do love my fucking alone time. So like, it does give me that
important too.
Yeah, it does give me that time during the week where I like, all right, I could just fucking play video games if I really want to. Like, I don't.
Yo, what do you guys do?
Like at my house?
Like what? Yeah, because I don't know how to be. I don't know how to chill.
Sometimes I sit there on my phone with the TV on for like 3 hours and don't realize it. And then, or I'll play video games, drive around. I really don't do much, honestly.
I mean, more recently, I've been learning banjo.
Very
learning how to play the banjo.
Very recently.
In my free time, very recently. And that's really fucking fun, dude.
That's super dope.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know, by the way, John is, and I'll say it because you're a humble dude, this is the most talented person I've ever met when it comes to any instruments.
Savant level.
Utterly ridiculous.
It's crazy.
This kid could pick up any instrument.
It
doesn't matter what instrument. He could never even have heard of it. And within an hour, I promise you, he could play it. And like at a very high level. It's almost unhuman, I'll say.
It's fucking sick.
The gift that this kid has.
It does feel a little alien.
I don't even understand you.
What
am I even doing? It's alien hands.
You bought a banjo today.
I bought a banjo.
Could you do something? A little something for the kids?
We'll do it later.
All right. You were playing. He was ripping it up earlier, and I was like, dude, you bought that today?
I came home with the cheapest one that they had.
Uh huh.
And sat with it for like 5 minutes. And I was like, fuck this. I got to go back and get the better one because I'm going to like playing banjo. I got the cheap one thinking, like, I might suck at it. And I did that before with the Chinese violin. Shit. And if I got the good one, I'd probably still be playing that today. It sucks so fucking bad. But that's why I went back.
Chinese violin.
You got a mandolin.
All right. Let's do something. Hey, fellas.
Hey, Sean.
Yep. Hey, John.
Oh.
What is every single instrument that you've ever played more than just like...
Tried it out and said, fuck it.
Like, instrument that you've played.
So I did try out like violin and couldn't do it. So I said, fuck that. So we're not going to put that one on there.
Sure.
But I did guitar, bass, keyboard, drums, cello, ocarina, saxophone, banjo, mandolin, shamisen, Chinese arhu, ukulele. I'm drawing a blank, but there's probably some more.
Say piano, yeah.
Yeah, keyboard counts.
That's 18 instruments.
Yeah,
producer,
that's
27 beats.
Instruments.
That's 18 instruments, John.
I would count the digital audio workstation as an instrument.
I would count that as probably three or four, because there's the recording,
that's the
there's
toughest
the mixing,
one.
And then there's all
that's
the
honestly the
plugins.
Toughest one, dude. I really want to learn how to do that shit from the guy who recorded what you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he was incredible. And he's like right down the hall. Like,
yeah,
he rents
that's
a
so
studio
fucking
at the
cool,
same
dude.
Same spot that we do. I guess he played a part in producing on records. And in total, he sold 6.4 billion. No, million.
Billion.
6.4 million records sold.
6.4 million.
That so his like work
cool,
has contributed towards.
That's fucking cool shit.
That,
he
man.
Got his chops, dude. He's
that's
one of the most
sick.
Professional. I've been around, you know, and I've did my thing from here to Jersey to fucking Boston. Like, I have dealt with probably, no bullshit, at least six producers or sound engineers in my time as like a recording artist. This dude, his conduct, like his professionalism, his pure talent, his passion, and his desire to like fulfill whatever the vision is that the artist has and like make it sound as good as he can based off of how they want it to sound. It's unbelievable.
Listening to his fucking work today, dude. That was
impressive,
straight up
right?
Dude, that was like could go right onto the
radio quality.
Right
now.
It was fucking
right now.
And that was done and you know, how many hours? What, like 4 hours?
Four
today?
Hours. Two songs, start to finish, mixed,
yeah, that's
mastered.
Crazy.
I'm and so dude, jealous of that skill, dude.
Dude, the second beat was stems. The second beat was all stems. There was like eight different files, and he had to
that's
put
so
the beat back
sick.
Together.
Good on him.
It was ridiculous, dude.
Wow.
Loud House Audio in Taunton. Loud House Audio in Taunton, Massachusetts. If you're a recording artist, hit the man Shane up at Loud House Audio in Taunton. I don't even care if it's free promo. The guy deserves it. Mm. He's one of the best that I've seen and one of the best that I've done business with. You guys will leave, I guarantee you, happier than you could ever imagine. It's always fucking fire at Loud House Audio. Go check them out.
Gosh, it's fire, dude.
You know, just like it's always fire at the Crawl Podcast.
Just like it's a fucking 100 degrees in this room right now.
I want to let you guys know right now that if you're watching on YouTube, you can always stream the episodes.
Mm. Fair to say?
Yeah, fair to say.
Fair to say.
Any fucking platform you want to stream.
If you
them
decide
on.
You're sick of looking at our sweaty mugs.
Which I can't imagine why.
I feel the like options I'm there. Listening here like a fucking turd.
We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Deezer, Stitcher, Amazon Alexa.
What
we're on fucking Google Podcast. Every single place that you could find a podcast.
I haven't even heard of half of them. There's so many of them.
Any
we're
place
everywhere.
That Pod Addict, freaking Overcast, like we're
I don't
everywhere.
Fucking know all of them.
Everywhere. Stream the Crawl Podcast if you know what's good for you. If you
anywhere.
Ever just want to brighten up your ride home, or like say you're cleaning the kitchen, throw the boys on. You know what I mean? Throw them Crawl Boys
throw
on.
Crawl
and see,
Boys on.
See how groovy they're getting, because I can almost guarantee
it's gonna get
we are
groovy.
Out here getting groovy.
You ever want to disrupt a playlist and see how long it takes for everybody else to leave?
Guys, we've been getting a shitload of streams.
Fuck we've been getting yeah. some streams, man.
Crazy, dude.
This show is leveling up. We got an editor.
Editor.
Our numbers are jumping right now. I don't know what happened. I don't want to get too much into it because I don't want to jinx it. But
we're
have
over 1,000 streams.
We broke that. I think that was last week.
Oh shit!
Damn. I think we broke that, and we're doing crazy numbers on YouTube.
Didn't we just celebrate 100 subs like the other week?
Oh, now we've just stay tuned because we're about to do some things. Listen. This thing is not ending anytime soon because it's driven by truth,
no, dude.
Passion, and commitment.
Did you see, like, there was what is it, 2 million podcasts or something exist.
Huh. And they're like all trash.
65% of those are like single episodes that people like recorded and then you're just like, oh, fuck it.
What is this? Season 2, episode 4. But in reality, I think this is episode 28 of the Crawl Podcast.
Yeah, maybe 30. I don't even know.
I think we're at 28 or something like that. You know, and it's not ending no time soon.
No.
In fact, I feel still like this is day one. I still feel like this is our rookie year and that we're like tying up our boots with something to prove.
Super early in the life of the show.
You know, this thing is going to have some longevity and it's going to, you're going to, if you're here now, you're going to be able to watch us grow through the life of the Crawl and through the lens of the Crawl as men, you know, as podcasters, as content creators. You're going to be able to be part of this journey. And I am so thankful, more than anything in my life that I've ever contributed to or created. I am more proud of this than anything.
Yeah, I can't think of one thing that I
fucking love seeing that kind of shit, too. Like the you said, seeing something from the start growing. Like, I can think of a couple of YouTube channels that I've been subscribed to for fucking years.
Yeah.
I love that.
And that's
going to
be us, dude. That's going to be us until your little cousins are like, dude, have you heard of the Crawl? And you're like, yeah, dude, I've been watching them for fucking 5 years.
Dude, you were saying there are like podcasts that just do like one episode and stop.
Yeah.
I was looking up, so I searched the Crawl podcast, and there's another very similar name.
The Crawl Space?
I think so. There's just like one episode. It's like test do not watch episode.
I think that's
something like that.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
It's
like Crawl Space podcast or something, but it's like, they got a couple episodes of like true crime shit.
I don't know.
Or some shit like that.
I don't know. It's just like, it has literally
one episode.
It comes
up when you search it on YouTube.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, there's only one The Crawl podcast.
There's only one The Crawl podcast.
Only one.
There can only be one.
I'm just thankful, man. And it's okay to feel grateful. It's okay to feel thankful. That's something that we don't fucking say that enough.
Nope.
Ever. In regular life, how, like, in the last year, how many times have you said personally the phrase, I'm thankful?
Like, for whatever.
Mostly in this room.
In general.
Yeah, most of it is in this room.
Or
and
in
I don't
this
think
room.
I've, like, other than, like, an offhand, like, oh, thanks. Or, yeah,
no,
thank
no,
you.
No, thanks.
Like, I think I've only said, thankful. Like, an actual, like, true thanks one time this whole year. It was to you one fucking time.
To who? Me?
To you.
Like, I don't deserve that. I'm a real piece of shit, you know.
Yeah, I never fucking say I.
It's bad. That's a bad habit.
For anything.
That's a bad habit.
What?
Not saying it.
Yeah.
Like not being able to acknowledge the good is a very, very bad thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that. It's like
you're
one
the
of
one
things
that taught
that's like
straight up, bro. You are the one that taught me that.
What I preach.
It was like a, I don't know what they're called, but it was like a saying you said. You said, say you're like hammering something in for hours at work one day.
Yeah.
You'll hit 100 times, you'll hit the hammer straight dead on the nail. You're going to miss one time and you're going to hit your thumb.
Think about that one fucking time.
That made a very profound difference in my perspective. I hope you know. And you own that. Like, you have changed my life in that way.
Is it about how cool, you, like, it's easier to focus on the negative kind of thing?
Basically, yeah.
Ever since he said that, I've been like, that's been front of mind. Every time that there's a situation where it's like, this sucks, that pops in my head.
This is the nail that I missed.
I've forgotten the last 99 times I did hit the nail.
Yeah.
All I'm thinking
usually
about
you
is
do.
The one fuck up. And
most of the time I still do, but I'm conscious of it now. And I think that's where it starts.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you kind of realize it after the fact, though. It's like, oh, wait, that was the nail I missed or whatever. You know
what if we slowed it down, man? They say, you know, when you're playing football or whatever and they have like a really great running back or something like that, they'll say it's like he's playing the game in slow motion. You know, they say it in Madden all the time.
Yeah.
What if we had the power to slow our thought down to the point where in communication – it's like it's in slow motion. Like, we can analyze and be thoughtful and provide thoughtful responses, you know, because it's like we're able to slow it down.
I mean, we have an editor. We could. Say something. Let's shout
out. Shout out to my motherfucking boy.
Think about it for 5 minutes in between every comment until the right thing comes out. And guys, then we'll just cut it up.
You wouldn't cut believe. Cut it and speed it up or whatever.
You know, just Hollywood. Make it look like it came right out afterwards.
This Hollywood shit is heavy with the crawl because, you know, if you could understand how choppy the actual sessions
you
are.
You see what's right off the
that's cap.
Fucking
that's
screen.
Cap. We won. We won time this cap. Shit.
We did.
We won time this shit every time. And listen,
Any fuck up is because the camera like shuts off and
we turn
right back the fuck on.
And those are like the only edits ever. Not saying that we one time, like every single time we come to the studio, we sit down, record an episode, first try, and it's a banger. I'm saying it's a one time thing every time because we come and every episode is recorded. Whether it takes us one take or whether it takes us three, it's never like we're pitching or patching pieces together.
Yeah.
You know? And that's not something to be proud of. That's like a baseline. Like, that's expected. You know?
Is it though? I feel like big fucking things do that, though. I feel like they talk for like 5 hours and just pick the best of their...
Listen, they're rich.
But they're rich. They got the power to fucking...
But they don't have the time.
Editors that just fucking...
They don't have the time. They're all successful. Yeah. And all these Hollywood comedians, they're on like 3 or 4 different podcasts.
Well, I feel like they do talk for like a couple hours. I don't really know. I don't fucking know.
I don't know how that would work. I don't know how it's going to work for us.
How it would end up if we did try that. We just like talk.
I don't
want to
try.
Day.
I'm not.
I like kind of the raw.
I mean, I like what we're doing too. But
I like the raw.
Yeah. I wonder.
I like the raw. You know, I like keeping it 1,000. Mm. And like, I feel like that would be hard if we were to patch a conversation together.
Yeah, it's like
it wouldn't have the same flow, Daddy. It wouldn't have the same, you know, energy.
Yeah.
You know, energy is so important. And that's an intangible. That's something that can't be taught. That's what makes us so great. And other podcasts like us. Mm. It's the energy.
The energy.
You know? It's the energy. I think, you know, it's important to acknowledge that we're grateful and that we're thankful of the good things. I'm a person that always thinks about negative shit. All the time.
Yeah.
And I'm predisposed to it. It's like, this shit is genetic. And generationally. Hereditary for me, and I know for a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, I guess, blissfully ignorant to like the negative. Like, I'll think about it for like 10 minutes after like the thing happened, and then I'll just fucking forget about it, kind of.
I wish I could do that.
But,
I fucking wish I could do that.
So I'm never like dwelling on like, unless I'm reminded of it. If I'm reminded of it, then it's just like right back to like.
That's why it sucks to have a friend like me.
Hey, yo, remember you suck. Oh, damn it.
Hey, just psst. By the way, yo, if I'm psting somebody as a 26-year-old man, something's gone wrong.
Edgy fuck.
You know, I'm not trying to live that edgy. You know,
that's too edgy.
It's like, thank God. That I did not end up getting that anarchist tattoo on my forearm when I was 16.
Damn, you know?
Because then
that would be a 16-year-old tattoo.
Yeah, that's why they don't let 16-year-olds get tattoos, dude.
You pretty much, you know, seal your fate at that point. You know, because I was rebellious, sure, but you just get to a point where it's like, you know, like, all right, it sucks, but am I going to sit here and continuously bitch about it all the time?
Yeah, like, it gets to the point where you're like, put up or shut up kind of shit.
That's why
you know, like, get on with your fucking life.
Shit or
you're
get
never
off the pot.
You're gonna change the whole world sitting there just complaining about it.
Straight up.
You like that voice crack?
Shit or get off the pot. You know, shit or get off the pot. Mm. You know, and as my boss would say, there's also people that will overcomplicate the cheese pizza.
What does that even mean?
How do you exactly? Exactly.
Too much cheese?
The man speaks in riddles. The man speaks in riddles. It's like retard riddles.
He never even told you what it meant. He just told you that.
I've been trying to dissect it since.
Well, probably because the cheese pizza is just a cheese pizza.
Don't overcomplicate it.
Don't oversimplify it, though.
Cheese
pizza is not just a cheese pizza. That's an oversimplification.
True. Can't just throw American cheese on that bitch.
Oh, absolutely not. That's so foul. What's the grossest cheese for a pizza?
Probably American. Oh, well, no, no.
American cheese.
Pizzas.
This is like freaky cheese. It's like a triple cream brie pizza.
Oh, get the fuck.
triple cream brie.
Jesus Christ. I would have lived my whole life not even knowing that that was a cheese, dude.
Bro.
I would have lived my entire life.
You know those ones with like worms in them and shit?
Nah, I'm cool. What? Yeah. I'm cool with that shit, dude. They could keep it.
What?
Yeah. They could keep it in France, you know.
It's all on YouTube.
Children.
Like why would they like be like, oh, yeah.
Ile de France, what's up?
Things got worms in it. It's natural to eat. It's good to eat.
I don't know. That's
where'd
like
that come
a
about?
Key feature of it is like it's the cheese that has worms.
What do you guys think of?
I wouldn't.
What do you guys think of how like lobster, shrimp, crabs, how they're basically like roaches?
They're like bottom feeders,
of the sea.
Of the sea.
Yeah.
Have you seen the memes of like the pictures of both of them side by side?
Yeah.
They're disturbingly similar because I haven't. What's the deal with them?
I'm fine with eating bottom feeders of the ocean, but a cockroach, no way.
A cockroach looks very, very much like
cockroaches
a
are
lobster.
Just, dude,
I don't really fuck
I
with
hate
lobster.
Cockroaches so much. You don't like lobster?
I mean, it's seafood in general.
You don't like seafood? Dude.
No, there's like I
fuck
have
with
Greek
seafood
select
heavy
or food. Haitian food.
There's a select few that I fuck with.
I'll tell you right now, the best seafood I've ever had. Came from a Greek, my buddy Stefanos, his mother, made a shrimp pasta dish.
Shrimp, yeah.
And it was the best
was
seafood
like
dish.
You know what the best seafood kind of. I've ever had was?
What?
And it's kind of like a thing. When you make it yourself, you appreciate it a little bit more because it's like the product of your own work.
Seafood?
But yeah, I did a cedar plank salmon on the grill in Nick's driveway.
Ooh, that does
every summer
weird.
We're going to be doing cedar plank salmon on the grill in his
guys,
driveway.
Guys, would you be interested in doing like a, you know, like a crawl BQ?
Crawl BQ.
Like
barbacrawl.
Barbacrawl. Barbacrawl.
I love the way that one sounds. if you guys, like, let us know right now or in the DM or whatever. If over this summer 2021, if we were to throw like a banger, like an absolute extravaganza, and we were to call it like a
barbacrawl,
and just like, you know, grill up some meats,
maybe we'll grill some meats. I was going to say, we're getting a fucking smoker. We're going to smoke some meats.
We're going to have an apartment. It's going to be called the crawl space. We're getting that ball is rolling.
It's
so
rolling.
You know, by probably the end of summer, we'll be in there. So realistically, if the setting permits it, we could throw a barbacrawl at the new apartment as like a housewarming thing.
Ooh, that would be so sick.
And freaking, we could get a whole bunch of the crawl fam to come through cool. And just have a big ass party.
Fuck yeah.
If you're down for that, let us know. Also, you know, I just want to do more shit with the community that we're building because community is so important.
Every time we have like a guest do a thing with us. Those are like standout fun times in my life. Not even just with the crawl.
Straight up.
Just overall. They're always wicked cool.
And listen, dude, that is the fucking motto of this shit. That's the mantra. You know,
wicked
do
cool.
Something every day that makes your life feel like it's worth it.
Do some shit.
If you feel like it's been a while.
Do some shit.
If you feel like it's been a while since, you know, maybe you've done anything that's been exciting or, you know, made it feel like your life is worth it, come on a crawl. Please, please, we're asking you
hit
guys.
Hit us up anytime and be like, yo, what are you guys doing this weekend for a crawl?
Every weekend
we'll
we
be
do
like,
a crawl.
Yo, we'll do this.
Every weekend we do a crawl.
Except for this weekend.
I mean,
we kind of did something.
Did. I'll say
9 times out of 10.
We're doing a crawl of some sort.
You know, so please hit us up. Please come on a crawl. It'll be fun. Ask anybody who's come on a crawl with us so far. There's like a select hand few.
Hand few, a couple of them.
There's a select hand few, son. You know?
Yeah.
Hey, it'll be a blast.
I want to say one of the first times I realized that I was feeling a little bit old was when I was having a beer grilling in the driveway. Like, this seems like a thing that, like, dads do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was, like, having a lot of fucking
fun.
I remember
that's why dads do it.
I remember being young and being like, well, I don't see the allure. Like,
but
I'll go eat a cheeseburger. But
sitting there,
having
grilling?
A beer grilling, my guts hanging out of my slightly too small shirt a little bit.
Dude, it ain't too bad.
I got sandals and shorts.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Man. I was like, this is so different to me.
Drink a beer, talk shit with like your brothers or whoever. Somebody's over there for the barbecue, even if it's just your kid, you know, or if you're there with a buddy. You're sitting there talking bullshit to somebody. beer in hand.
Reliving the old days, basically. It's fun.
Just enjoying the sun. You know?
You guys ever have a moment like that where you're like, this is definitely something I wouldn't have liked when I was maybe like a teenager or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't. I'm having a tough time thinking of one.
I can't think of exactly. I mean,
I would say probably like.
I don't mind the taste of beer anymore, I guess. Yeah. Like,
I mean, if I was a teenager, I probably wouldn't give a shit about the fact that we just got a fucking coffee maker in the room.
Oh, dude, yeah, exactly.
But now we all have coffee.
Or a vacuum cleaner, dude.
Yeah, like
the fucking
hype about the fucking air conditioner.
Yeah, you get excited about different stuff.
Yeah,
You do.
You get excited about different stuff.
That's your taste maturing.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm going to be a big kid forever. And I
feel the same way about myself.
I've thought about that like recently a lot, and I used to feel embarrassed because of it. Mm. But now to see how much fun I'm having with the crawl, and to see like how many people are responding positively, like damn, it really looks like you guys are genuinely having fun.
We are genuinely
having fun. What's the alternative? Like I'm not in a big rush to get rid of that like kid in me. You know, I want to keep it forever.
I know you joke about the me in line where I'm just like
you're not really that you
that's
know.
That really isn't I literally like just carefree is fucking basically
yeah
the way I live my life and it's kind of like I forget what made me just bring that up. I'm sorry, guy. Oh man, dude, I'm so scatterbrained. I'm fucking such an idiot.
We should have got the coffee machine sooner.
We should have.
Shit. But no, I think all three of us have that. Obviously, like you know, if you look at other guys our age, it's like they're taking themselves way more seriously, but I think their fun levels are much lower.
Yeah,
it's like gotta be.
Their happiness levels are probably much lower
for real,
you
dude.
Know
it's just like, fucking have fun, dude. Just like say like just fuck it, just have fun,
you know?
Just,
I think there's like a stigma what you want around do. Having fun nowadays.
Well,
though.
People probably look at us. I know like, they look at me like I'm a fat,
fuck,
immature,
yeah, it's like immature
dude,
thing.
Fucking, I don't give a fuck. I'm having fun, dude. I'm living my life having fun.
Straight
what
up.
Are you doing?
Straight up.
Like
you're judging up. Us for boyishly giggling like, at our table? Fuck you.
Fuck off. I don't care. I'm having fun. And you should have
it's
fun
Saturday.
Too. It is Saturday.
I don't
it's
give a
Saturday.
Shit.
Ooh,
oh! Sticky, icky, icky, icky.
You don't give a shit.
Sticky, icky, icky, icky. I'm losing energy rapidly, dude.
Yeah.
You know
what are we at?
It's been a very long day.
40 minutes.
I got a body clock that's like super strict. My body clock is stricter.
Is it really that time, dude?
Oh yeah, dude. Oh yeah. It feels like it's three hours.
It's been a long ass day.
It's been a long day.
Oh yeah.
Sheesh.
You know, I got a body clock that's strict, son.
Yeah.
You know, my body clock is stricter than the generals that was, you know, preparing the Hitler Youth. You know,
those guys
are
strict.
If that swathed was wrong or even one hair was sticking up, you know, there's repercussions. My body clock is even stricter than that.
Yeah.
Nuns in Catholic school in the 70s. Stricter than that.
When you have diarrhea five times a day, you have to have a strict body clock.
You have to. You have to. Because
you can't be willy-nilly.
There's a schedule.
You need to know.
There's a schedule to keep.
There's a schedule.
That's all I'll say. You know, and I'm not here on the defensive. I'm just making it known.
As the temperature rises. You got to schedule.
You got to schedule things. You know. I feel fortunate, man, and I feel blessed. I feel favored. I feel lucky, you know.
Grateful. Happy.
Very,
dude. I mirror exactly kind of what you just said.
Very, bro. And it's just, you know, part of it is the weather. It's getting nice out. It's easy to feel good, you know, and I just want to
help.
Can
you believe how nice it's getting?
Oh, my God. Did you go and get the that vaccine?
Yes, I did. I did.
Where'd you go? Because I went and got the Moderna over at Foxborough. They even let you take a picture by the field. It was such a sweet thing, you know. Me and Luis, we went over there and we got a selfie by Gillette Stadium at the field.
I forget why I came here.
Jeremy's hard of hearing, but me and Luis.
I forget why I'm here.
You know, small talk sucks. We need to normalize big talk.
Normalize it.
We need to normalize big talk out here.
I don't care if I talked to you yesterday. When I call you today, you got to tell me the big talk.
Give me only the big talk.
Give me the big talk.
Only big talk.
Because there's big talk that people that people hold back on saying. Like every day there's tea. We just sat here for an hour and a half.
Tea.
And we just sat here for what? 12 minutes while Alex was outside
watching whatever the fuck.
What was
that
it?
Was.
What was it?
I don't know.
Give me your best.
I genuinely. You
give
want
me your best definition of
what we talked.
Yes. We watched. We wasn't talking.
We watched Miss Plus Size Fashion talk about her love triangle with Keisha.
With Keisha. And
big talk.
That's some big
it's
talk.
Big tune talk around these motherfucking parts.
Dude. I don't care about that,
couldn't
though.
Follow it.
Yeah, so that's big. That's big talk to her.
I'm just saying.
Her she group, kept doing the but fucking small talk to me. Noise, dude. Fuck.
Let me say one thing. Anytime a woman has like a crazy amount of drama, most of the time, to me, it's small talk.
There's a lot of blown.
Maybe I'm an asshole. You know, it's just always something that's not that important. It's like, I don't think it's that important. But like, it's to them, it's the end of the world, and you want to like be supportive, and but really, it's like, it's small talk. It feels like my brain reacts the same way to small talk. it's like if somebody
the
was
autopilot,
like
autopilot, it's a little easier to disregard.
You know, it's like it's kind of like if somebody walked into the elevator and told me that it was nice out today. It'd be it was beautiful. You know, nice.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. It's just maybe I'm an ass, but it's just it goes into autopilot.
Was that close? Was that kind of what it was?
It feels that way.
Yeah. I kind of forgot most of it.
I was laughing because at a point her arm looked like she was an overweight woman, you know. I'm an overweight man. She was much more overweight. She was a fat girl, you know, and I'm sure she doesn't like being called that, but she's overweight. But she's got OnlyFans, so people are paying to see the body. So clearly it's beautiful.
She's making more money a month than me probably off that thing.
I don't know. You're making quite a bit on the crawl podcast OnlyFans.
I am making a pretty penny.
You just don't know.
Yo, whoa, I don't know. What?
She had one of those fat person arms.
Where it was like they used to have the word for when you can't tell where the ankle starts.
Cankle.
It's like that for the elbow.
She had a cankle elbow.
A kelbo.
Oh, where it goes over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had a hell no.
Hell no.
When you cover up the rest of the arm and you don't see the hand, it looks like Squidward's face. That's what we were talking about.
She was talking her big talk, and we was talking about how her arm is reminiscent of Squidward's face.
That was the big talk for us.
That was our big talk.
We were talking about, that was important. You see, we're still thinking about it.
You know, it's Big Chun. You heard me. Mm. I just want to say, you know, I've been ending these with a riddle, but today it doesn't feel right. You know, today I just want to say my deepest condolences to DMX's family. Mm. You know, it's a once in a lifetime type of legacy that he left, type of gift that he had, you know, and the entire hip hop community is mourning the loss of DMX. And it's unfortunate, man. It's unfortunate, but if you've been a fan of DMX and you followed, you know, his life and his career, you knew it was going to end this way, right? But it's always tragic when it does. I just want to say, you know, rest in peace to DMX.
Rest in peace.
And I also want to say I hope that you guys crawl family, just like I'll try to do. I want you
to do something
every day
that makes your life
feel like it's worth it.